Welcome back, Colorado Swords of Cognac Corner. I'm your biggest fan, Marcus Odesmus Boston, MLB. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I urge you to follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, plus on Facebook at Cognac Corner. I beg of you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MOBoston314 and Facebook at Marcus Onesimus Boston. Let me pour you a glass and enjoy the show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know who the fuck I am, Marcus motherfucking Boston. And this is Cognac Corner, because you know what you're tuning into. And today we have micro experience today due to the lack of delivery by this young man I've known. Let me put my bougie glasses on. Sorry, guys. I can get my cute glasses on. Sorry. get my Malcolm X glasses on. We have Lindsay and his girlfriend Laura on today. Round of applause. Thank you guys for making time to come to the corner, everyone. You can speak to the mic. Say hello to the connoisseurs. Don't be bashful now.
I'm hungover. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
see.
I mean, I worked last night and I got up at 2. Like, it's okay. Like, I know the recovery as we mature does take some time to get back right.
I smoke a lot of weed, so that way I can.
I'm with you. I understand. Like, you speak of the language I do speak well. If I'd have known we had better delivery of the time constraints, we could have had a better vibe. Yes, it's all your fault, Lindsay.
No!
Because we agreed on what time?
5.
So what does that mean to you? You should be here at this door at 5 o'clock.
If I was here at 5, I would have been by myself.
So why? So when did we agree upon this? How long ago did we agree upon this date?
Was yesterday. Wait. Yeah, yesterday.
No, it had to be before. It had to be like Saturday. Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Okay, at that point, why did you not make sure you communicated to your girlfriend that we are scheduled to be at a residence prepared for this experience at 5 o'clock? Does he have a problem?
I told her this.
His delivery was literally like, hey, we might go to my friend's podcast. Do you want to come with me and check it out?
I was like, none about that.
Sure. I said at 5.
Yeah. I said what time? You said around 5. Then I said, is it okay if we're not there at 5? And you're like, yeah, that'd be fine. I'll just text him.
That was today I said that, though. While you were getting in the shower.
Still.
I was dressed.
Nothing about this discourse between you two says I am delivering a clear and definitive message that we are obligated to be ready and going at 5 o'clock through this concourse, during this discourse between you guys.
I don't think he's ever been on time for anything in his whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I mean, drink. Why? Why is that?
CPT.
That's not, okay, first, slide the mic closer to your mouth, okay? Thank you.
I don't like how that sounded. Slide
it. Well, I don't give a fuck how it sounds. I'm telling you how to do you. So clearly, you have a problem with command and direction, so I'm going to give you some command and direction. Could you please slide that mic closer to your speaking apparatus? Is that better?
My speaking apparatus?
Yeah, it's very. No, I'll give the motherfucker no pass. That's what the fucking problem is now. Could you slide that?
What the fuck is you talking about now?
Okay, you good. Okay. Because I got an attitude.
It's turn. You kept saying it.
I have an attitude now, Lindsay, because we have been going back and forth about getting you here. And I take plenty of blame for it. I take 2/3 of the blame because I have not made it a priority as I should have in the time I've been doing this journey. I do apologize, and I will own it. But once you came to me and said, hey, I want to do it, I said, cool, I'm going to make a point to make time and get you in on Monday at the time we agreed upon. In my mind, it was like, y'all gonna be here at 5. I knew you had to be somewhere at 7, so I got here early to get everything ready so I can give you guys the most opportunity to share your story and go on this ride together. That's why
I wasn't gonna take the blame.
That's how I was committed to the process. So from that discourse we had through a couple text messages, we lost the clarity of getting here at 5, knowing you had to be somewhere at 7. Now, is this kind of behavior is rampant?
Yes.
What? What do you mean?
You do it all the time. Weren't you supposed to go somewhere yesterday with your parents? You didn't go. And then the other day before that.
You wanted to take the Metrolink?
Go to your dad's house for his birthday. You forgot to message him for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be time prayer. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a whole part two here, buddy. Yeah, we go. This is turning to Yazana say, fix my life. Not counting the corners. This is turning to intervention. Not the usual mess we have on the corner. This is turning to me putting on Dr. Boston. He will see you now. Man, come on in.
We don't need it. We're fine.
Why did you not think? That's the first thing is wrong. You thought you don't need it. We all need it. We all need help and therapy. None of us beyond approach of a perspective besides our own. Speaking to somebody is bad and all the things I talk about. Sex, love, relationships, horrible. But I'm humble enough to say that I need help. And this is the therapeutic process of receiving the help that we all need. Sir, as a black man, you have PTSD. To the degree, we'll figure it out. But we all need help in different... We all need... conversations to explore parts of our life that we aren't very well versed in.
Don't we got a prompt or something? What are the questions?
Sir, this show is named Tony I Corner, hosted by Marcus Motherfucker Boston. I would throw this prompt out the goddamn window to get to the smoke I feel the concern at the time of the experience.
All right.
Okay.
All right. My bad.
I'm out of line. No, I can't. This is the whole vibe of having the luxury of time to get to the conversation that we both can grow from. Also, the audience can also rectify things in our own life to explore that happens during the experience of enjoying this production.
Gotcha.
Now
I'm out of line. My bad.
Yeah, you seem to be a complete, you know, you're a habitual line stepper.
Yeah, that's true.
So does no one hold you accountable for your bad behavior?
Yeah, and then I take that step back.
But do you rectify the behavior? Do you fix the problem that's once been addressed?
Yep.
So, Laura, what would you say a problem would be? And is it addressed? Oh, it mustn't be heavy because she had a drink of that. Let's go with the fuckery.
Mm. What was the question again?
What issues have you brought to his attention that's concerning to you that has not been rectified?
He just called his mom back.
That's about it. Ain't no problems here.
The problem is you think you have no problems. That's very defensive and reflective. We never had it here.
That's what she just... Man, calling my mom back?
I mean, well, communication seems to be a very...
communication with her is good.
Sir, I will bring it back to you when it's your turn. Thank you. Now, what issues that you normally go through with him that has been... It caused a little bit of comprehension... Not comprehension, I'm sorry. A little bit of trepidation. That's not a word I want to use either. Issue that you have with him. It was clearly delivering of the severity of time seems to be one of them. Is it a common thing with being placed on time and knowing how important it is? Maybe return phone calls and...
He can use his time more efficiently throughout the day.
What do you feel takes up a lot of his time?
Sleep and drinking.
You know, I like how this is going. You know, we can get to the crux of if people know who the hell y'all are, but we're gonna get since we don't have all the time I want to do it the way I want to do it. We're just gonna have an open forum conversation about what we can do better to make this better. So time. So how long y'all been together?
Like 8 months.
8 months. God bless y'all. I've never met that long, so I applaud. That's a round of applause in itself. Mostly for her dealing with you, not for you. We know who's winning. And we also know who's... We're also wondering why. Let's be honest with each other, Denzel. Let's just be honest. So, 8 months, that's good. So, what have we learned? Like, what initially made him worth your time and also worth coming back to? What did you find worth staying around for?
I just like his personality.
Didn't say you have a personality?
I do. Oh, you just gotta like be around me long enough.
Interesting. Carry on.
Yeah, he's quiet to a lot of other people, but he's not quiet in private.
One of those, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You gotta hang around long enough.
Would you consider yourself an introvert?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else? Damn, boy.
No, he's easygoing. He's, like, really easygoing. He doesn't, he's not big into making people feel guilty for daily things that, you know, just occur throughout life. And mm-hmm. so, you know, he just always takes everything with a grain of salt, goes with the flow. I don't think I've seen him angry one time the whole time.
I can respect that. I mean, I will say we do have that in common. It takes a lot to bother me. So I do get that. As outgoing or as extroverted as I am, I do enjoy my own time.
Yeah, he entertains himself perfectly. But like recently he's been living with me and my two roommates, and we're all females, and we're all very strong-headed females. Mm-hmm. So, and two of my roommates are single, so they're constantly getting like dick pics and on Tinder and all that shit. Oh, so,
Jesus, take the wheel.
You know, but they gotta share with me because it's some camaraderie, so he doesn't ever get offended, you know, anything like that. He's just... Sometimes he'll come out to check it out too if, you know, he hears too much commotion.
Was he checking my dick pics? Bro?
It was only one, because it's because while we were all like, oh, and he was just like, fuck it, I gotta
see it.
Yeah. I mean, no shade. I mean,
it was weird problem. Looking to his defense. It was a really weird one.
I mean, what you gonna do?
I mean, hey, man, I applaud your patience and understanding for that environment you choose to be a part of.
He listens to Meg, like, he has to hear Meg Thee Stallion a lot whenever we get ready.
And that's when I move out. I invest in some very good headphones.
I have to listen to all that hot girl shit.
Yeah, that shit. Constantly. That is.
That Cardi B song, when we first started dating, that one was real big, so we would sing that with vigor. So.
I'm not used to just look at it like.
No, he didn't.
This is often.
That's a lie.
Now I do, though.
That's the first time he's ever done that.
Don't fuck up the bedroom because I'm here. Because I get niggas in trouble all the time. I'm usually sleeping by myself. Don't fuck around. Don't follow my lady and get you fucked up.
You taking her side though.
No, I'm gonna get to the shits. I want to get to the DNA. I want to get to your pores. I want to get to your ions. I want to get to it. I don't fuck out the surface. Yeah, I read books. I know words. I know language. And so, Lindsay, what did you find appealing about Laura that made you want to give her a chance to let you stay around?
She...
Where'd y'all meet?
Pops.
Damn. The good old Pops.
I don't think either one of us really remember that night too well. But
so what does that mean? What do you mean that mean? What you were like? Run it past me. I'm always the driver. I go to Pops.
I'm taking.
This. I mean, isn't everybody like wasted by the time you make it to Pops? Like that should explain it, right? Like we're at Pops.
Usually, yeah. I'm wasted enough, but never wasted enough to make it worth my time.
My stepdad works there, so he usually like hooks me and my friends up a little bit.
See, that's what it is. I don't have a plug.
Yeah. A little bit, only a little bit.
That's enough. Like, but are you usually the driver or the passenger when you make it to Pops?
It goes both ways, but usually I'm a driver. I don't trust my friends.
See. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair enough. I'm usually, what you looking for?
Cognac.
Oh, yeah, let's smash that off.
Gotta have cognac on the corner, right?
Yeah, put some fresh ice in your thing. Get some ice.
No, I'll take it straight.
Oh. He doesn't believe in ice. It's ridiculous.
I got a problem.
You date white girls that don't fucking like ice. Wow.
Oh, he fills my cup of ice. You saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw that. Huh, this is interesting.
My family's really big ice people, though. Like, we're a little bit, like, not southern, but a little bit, I guess. So, we drink iced tea, like, constantly all the time. You have to fill it all the way up with ice, or else you'll get diabetes by the end of it, so.
See, I can't do it. Yes, that's... Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not a big sweet tea person. Like, I don't... Sodas and sweets and that shit, like...
Almost all of my black friends don't like tea.
Yeah, I think it's a southern thing. I think it's more... It's more southern than anything, like than cultural. I think it's more regional.
I mean, we're not really like I say southern. Like I go camping like an hour and a half away from here, but that's about as southern as it gets. Like they just act country. Like, but I grew up here, like on the south side of the city. Like,
Fair enough. So back to this Pop story. Yeah. So what is the conversation at that point? Like, what is it like, okay, I'm here, you're here, so both of us clearly are bad decision makers. So we have that in common.
I was unaware really what a podcast was. Like, I've never listened to a podcast. No, it's about Pops. Not podcasts. Pops. My bad. Oh, well. No, I go to Pops all the time.
I was going to Pops all the time. I thought her friend was somebody else. Yeah. I was trying to talk to her.
That was my friend.
Get the fuck away from me. No.
We didn't know each other yet.
So you went for her friend.
Because I thought she was somebody else. I called her a whole different name. Mm-hmm. And she walked away. I sat down. This was outside. And then she sat next to me and she was like, I like you. And I was like...
Was your haircut that day or was it not?
It was cut.
See, that's what it got. If you get a consistent haircut, which I don't know. Why don't you get a consistent haircut? You not know a barber you like or you just don't find it valuable?
I don't trust them at all because I always tell them to like do specific shit and they don't do it. I just be sitting here like, I told you not to do this shit and you're doing it anyway.
What do you be wanting done?
It's like the beard part.
Yeah.
Like they just do whatever the fuck they feel like doing.
Okay, I'm going to take you to my barber. I've been saying that for months too. I know. I'm letting you down. I'm a bad big brother. I feel like we brothers and I'm letting you down. I got to do better by you. I do. This is Big Brother, Big Sisters, East Missouri, and I'm going to take you under my wing and get you together.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah, no one's above help though. So don't take it as a, don't let your ego get you in the way of your blessings.
Let me know about that barber though, for real.
I mean, the one I got a couple of them. I go to one shop, but like, I have my barber, and then it's another barber. But like, I don't feel my haircuts are bad. I mean, even though I got my dreads now, I still get my liners and shit and whatever, whatnot. I told them that I'm gonna dye some of my dread tips gray and put a little gray in my face. I want them daddy vibes for this. I love me a good single mother. So I'm giving some daddy vibes for the winner.
Oh Lord.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. I ain't been back since.
Oh no.
Hey, I'm just there for when the kids go to their daddy house. That's when they call me to hang out. I'm built for that lifestyle. Every day. I'm not an everyday guy. I'm like SEAL Team 6. You call me in when it's time to do exact murders, and I'm out. I'm not frontline infantry. No.
Get out, nothing special.
I'm still Team 6. I'm in there. I'm a elite special forces. Enough about me. Sorry.
Now you good?
Okay. So you chose him on a haircut day, which I can see that. I've seen Lindsay. Like I said, look at L with a fresh cut. I say he gonna get him. He gonna snatch one tonight. I say I with a fresh one, and then he goes back. And then we wait again.
I know, man. That's tragic.
So after Pops, what was the, like, you guys went out on a date or you got conversation? Like, what led up to where you at now?
I had to work in the morning. And she sent, like, some texts and voicemails.
So you were blackout drunk. I was blackout drunk. Like, literally blackout drunk.
Did you try to paint her in the light? You trying to make her look guilty? She was aggressive. She that's a good thing. I love aggressive women should be appreciated and loved.
No, that's what I was like. We kept talking like throughout that, and I was like,
"No, he took forever."
No,
you slow walked the conversation.
I didn't know how to. She was sending like shit, like gifts and shit, and I didn't know how to respond.
He didn't have any conversation at all.
You know how to, have a conversation.
I didn't know how to talk to people. At all. I told her like, just be patient. I'm gonna open up a little bit. It only took like how long?
A while.
A long ass while. But it worked out.
Why were you so patient with this process?
I get what I want. Even if it takes me a minute. I mean.
Damn. Man, I need to.
Guess who looked up? Me. I looked up.
I already told you when we started this, we know who the lucky one is. We know who the prize. You won and she's the prize. That's what this breaks down into.
Damn, what you saying, man? What you saying about me, though?
Exactly what it sounds like. She's the prize and you won. Because ain't no way you deserve to be with someone that did with you and your shit.
It's all good now.
Is it, though?
Is it, though?
Would you say it's all good? all the time?
Yeah.
See, he really got, hey, God help babies and fools, don't he?
I mean, it's good because it's good because he doesn't have any responsibilities. So if he did, then he'd be fucked.
Oh yeah, you'd be dead.
If you, but he don't have like none. So
that helps.
If I did, I'd adapt and adjust.
Really though,
mm-hmm.
Have you adapted and adjusted to other things?
I mean, when it's needed, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't really react to anything. Like, whenever he quit his job, or lost his job, whatever, he got another one. Like, wasn't worried about it, like, wasn't stressed out about it, like, nothing.
That I can agree with you. Like, when I lost mine, I wasn't worried about shit. She was more upset for letting me go than I was for getting let go. I was like, well, it's cool. Like, my next boss is around the corner.
I mean, my rational mind can tell me that, because there's plenty of jobs in the field that I have as well. But, I mean, I would still immediately get anxiety about
uh-huh.
not having a job at that very moment, like think about my car payment and
yeah.
my rent due and
right.
all
right.
that shit comes crashing in and you're just like freaking the fuck out and he's just like, meh, it is what it is. I know, I appreciate it. It's nice.
What'd you say? Every day above ground is a great day?
Absolutely.
That's it. That's my mentality.
And rationally, it's easy to accept that, but internally, it's harder to accept that than to say it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll be saying shit, but I'll be feeling it. I just don't let it, I don't show it, but
It's having perspective, though. I mean, as real as that other shit is and it's valuable and we have to be, you know, mindful of it, but you have to also understand that shit is really not real. Like, whatever your energy's at and where your mind's at, the world around you will adjust to that. So if you stress out over shit that ain't real, then more fake shit will keep popping up and you get more stress.
Believe me, I've read many of the articles and listened to Oprah and all the other people, mm-hmm. and they say all the great things and it's all great and dandy. Like, rationally, I can think that way. But internally, I'm still going to be freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying you not be concerned, but you can't let it dominate.
No, it does. For me, though. It just immediately does. Huh. I'll be able to fake it. Like, I'll put it on outside. Nobody else will know it, but mm-hmm. internally, it just, I get high anxiety, so.
And you think that's all, you've always been that way? Or is it something that came with adulthood or environment?
No,
or?
I've always been that way.
Even when the kid is if something
yeah.
went left, you just anxiety just shoots through the roof.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I get in my head a lot. Like I have to internally tell myself not to be in my head all the time.
What's your zodiac?
I'm Scorpio.
God damn.
Like
fuck. Oh god. Right? What is yours, Lizzo?
Sagittarius.
Okay, so I'm a Capricorn. So, we all in the same season for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
My clothes ain't end out the year. But I'm like, my birthday is 23rd December, so I have a little Sagittarius, but I'm mostly Capricorn.
I'm 17th December.
Okay, so yeah, I'm 23rd, so we almost in this within the same week or so. We've been less than a week of each other. Yeah.
My roommate's January 3rd. So
yeah, that's a good one, too. It's not too bad.
What's yours? November 5th?
Mm-hmm. Damn. I think my boy's birthday was over the weekend. He's a Scorpio, too.
My boy's fucking birthday was over the weekend too.
Yeah, you know Brandon from yeah. His birthday was over the weekend. He in Columbia school. Enough about my friends. What else? Someone says, so we had pops and
mm-hmm.
she finally wore you down, or you finally wised up. Is how I'm gonna tell the story. You finally wised up and learned how to talk. Why is it so hard to communicate?
It's always been that way.
Just have a conversation.
Talking to new people.
I enjoy it, but
I don't like talking to new people.
What do you think they gonna snap you up and put you under slavery?
I don't know what to talk to them about.
See, whatever. I mean, if she seems to be the aggressor, she gonna lead the conversation. Why can't you just give something back? You ain't that busy. You ain't doing shit.
He did eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
What is eventually?
How long would you say?
I don't know. It was like a matter, like, because I'm not super thirsty, so I would only send like one every like week or so, and then
hey, you went weeks. What are you doing? Who'd you fucking know?
I didn't know.
It was his funky ass baby mama bitch. It was, she's nasty. He got caught on the phone with me one time. He had to just hang up real fast, and then he tried to tell me that his phone died. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't a phone dying, but okay.
Shot wow. fired. Shots fired. Yes.
You know
you
what?
You have no kids. You have no kids, do you?
No.
Oh, thank God. I said, Lord, you should not be a father.
She tried to trick him with a fake one.
I'm 24. I'm 24.
You 24? No, God, I can't forget. I'm 34 with 24. Sometimes I'm trying to out black guy me with no kids. My card, Trump card, beat you. Trying to out Trump. No, I got that locked, brother. 24, right. No kids. That's cool. Been there, done that. Make it a 34. On 35's coming.
That's up to her.
Yeah, no, it's up to you. You.
Okay. That's a discussion between me and her, so it's up to her.
Yeah, I remember 24 no kids. I had some good numbers back then. I was in school. I was in my education thing. I was out here bodying at the age of 24. I just got my car around that time too. I was out here. God just didn't want me to. I tried to throw it all away. Believe you me, I tried. Thank God it didn't work out, because man, I've been upset today.
You looking at me like that, folks?
Yeah. So after this slow roll of weeks of being occupied with this woman that was ruining your life, Lindsay, why do you pick women that ruin your life?
Huh?
Until you met Laura, but before then, this woman that she made references to, this woman with children that was occupying your mental cavity, why would you? What made you entertain that foolishness? That clearly she don't agree with.
It was just something to do.
I've had something to do.
Yeah. He almost didn't make it to 25 without a baby, though.
Damn, he tried to throw it away? Why are you trying to throw it away?
I wasn't trying to.
Let me tell you, dog.
That was on the back end of it. That was like.
It's big homie, man. Hold out. Make sure you actually like the person. Like, you imagine yourself, let's say the relationship turns to shit, y'all grow each other, which is always a possibility. Things to be mindful of when you meet people. Like, I meet women, great women all the time. Let some great ones go. But during the process, I'm like, damn. If worst come to worst, can I co-parent with this other human being? Do we have enough things in common? We have the same perspective on what it takes to raise a healthy and responsible child in the current environment of the world that we're living in? Plus, do we see the future? Is this too deep for you? Clearly, I can talk. Maybe I just have Laura on. We just have a conversation. You just pick her up when I'm done. That sounds crazy. What I meant to say was.
Alright, headphones coming off, all this shit.
Yeah. Oh, now he's tough guy. I don't tell no show. I'm about to turn it to.
When they get to that point, yeah.
Calm down. You don't have to worry about me at this age. We're fine. I'm mature and I've got past that part of my life for that foolishness.
I listen to the podcast.
I mean, I
be hearing you.
I'll be out here, man. I wouldn't do that to you, man. I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
I'm not the happy guy. That's bad karma. That's bad business. I don't do that no more. No people I know. I'm not that life. But you know, what's I going with this? Oh, you being 24 and trying to throw your life away with these horrible ass women. Luckily Laura saved you from yourself.
Saved me from the depths
of this. Nothing better else to do. That's why you gotta have a passion, man. What do you enjoy doing? Like, what makes your heart warm and you would do for free that you enjoy? Then I'll ask Laura the same question once.
For free?
What do you enjoy?
Music. I love music.
And what do you mean? Like producing, writing, singing?
A little bit of performing. A little bit of. I probably could be like a manager or some shit. It's tough though. It's tough to like get shit off the ground though. Like find a plan to get shit off the ground. Like how you got with this setup, it wasn't easy, was it?
Was it easy? No, but I mean, my ego say was easy. Yes, because I was always organized and prepared beforehand. Like, you know, so I had the couple, 3 or 4 teams running at 1-on-1 when I was doing that. So I've always organized parties. I've always been very organized, and I always knew the value of communication and how everyone doesn't communicate the same way I do. So I got to speak to my audience, and I got to know what motivates people to do things that I want them to do that's best for them or best for the whole. So for me, finding this vessel to deliver my already possessed attributes was not too far fetched. It wasn't that big of a leap for me. So, you know, everything that I did beforehand led up to where we at now, and the people that I met in between, and even when Cecil just, you know, have an idea and wanted to complete the project was a thing. But yeah, I know we gonna wrap this up, and then you gotta go to wrestling.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw. That's on us then.
And that's what you wearing?
Her cat. My cat's peed on his jeans.
Yeah, her cat's peed.
You got one pair of jeans?
At my house.
I still live at home. I only brought like a few, like a pair of pants and a pair of jeans. I live at home, so I'd be swapping out clothes and stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know, man. I got homes, aunt house, mom house, my house, cousin house. I got shit all over the place.
I told him I clean out a drawer for him.
You don't have an overnight bag you carry, like a responsible
dude. But her cats be on that too.
You got animals?
I got two cats.
Two cats, and then is it a roommate got a dog?
This is my biggest rant that I have for dating white women. It's fucking pets, man.
Black people have pets?
Not as many as white people. When black people got pets, they mean they doing well in life. When I go to a white girl's house and she got a dog, so you doing good, huh?
My friends got pets. My roommate is black and she's got a dog.
This one? She had a dog all her life?
She's got a dog. Yeah. No, where's she's had a dog all her life. Yes.
Oh, where's she from? For the town?
The city. Southside.
Yeah, Southside girls usually got dogs. Because they have room. Because they have bigger houses with...
Her house is not big.
But she has room for a dog. How big is that dog?
I mean, it's a medium-sized dog.
Yeah.
He's not big, but he's not small.
Maybe I need to get back on these streets. Just from the research. But my fact... What I said...
Like,
bougie black women don't use it. No, that's not true. I know a girl that's trying to be a lawyer and she got a dog. I hate.
Well, then, yeah. Everybody has animals. Everybody loves animals.
That's not true.
I mean, no, it's not. But there are animal lovers of all races, ethnicities, and origins.
Percentages-wise.
Well, yeah.
95% of white women got animals.
Well, yeah. But black don't nobody women. Want to talk about the percentages of white people that do weird shit, too.
Oh, uh-huh, that's 100%. All right, 99.9. That point. That's
in my but my cats are awesome, though. They're the shit.
I love them.
Yeah, you better love them. You better not love them. You're there a lot of the time.
Shit. I mean, I feel like...
I tell them, I just tolerate them.
They're hella low-key, though. They just stay to their own, except for them pissing on their shit, though. But right now, they're having a little bit of a flea outbreak because of my roommate's dog. So they're pissed off at me. So that's why they probably pissed on their shit.
Dogs and children, in my opinion, are equals, and I try to refrain from having both.
Yeah, I don't want either one of those right now.
But I respect people that do, and I accommodate
people that take for care those. Of them.
I don't hold it against them. I just find out how I fit into the dynamic with these variables, because I'm not going to cut off my nose, fight my face.
Oh, he's terrified of my mother's dog. He keeps insisting that he's racist, but he's not racist.
That dog is racist.
All of his favorite people at the daycare center that he goes to are all the black girls. They're all his favorite. So how is he racist? He just don't like you.
He hates black men.
As soon, yeah, he don't see, like that's men what at all. Saying.
He literally don't like men.
Nah. As soon as he didn't even see me, he just smelled me and started barking.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a mix. He's pit, lab, and or pit chow and lab. I think.
What kind of orgy was that?
He's a shelter dog. He's a Pit bunch of shit.
That sounds like a dope dog. What's his name?
Ghost. I love that name, though. From Game of Thrones, right?
He's got blue eyes. Yeah, he's named after the white wolf in Game of Thrones.
Okay. I'm a fuck with that dog.
Both my cats are named after Arya and Khaleesi.
Yeah. Game of Thrones there, too. What's funny?
There's a whole story about the Game of Thrones shit that I want to get into, but I'm going to respect you guys' time. So we'll shelve it for next time. I'll put it on the docket for the next conversation. All right. But I want you guys to get to your wrestling. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming to the corner. This is a warm-up. I'm gonna throw this out.
I'll be more prepared next time now that I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. We both be more prepared.
I don't trust you. And when you said you want to be a manager, I said, manage what? You can't manage you getting you can't manage delivering my message of say 5 o'clock, and whatever you have to do to prepare her to get her ready for this should have been done. I know. What does that mean?
I know I'm gonna be preparing her.
No. If you will speak with confidence and affirmation and say, "Hey, this is what we have to do," she will respond to that.
Yeah, you could have told me.
She gonna beat my ass.
It's false.
Oh, verbally.
That's a lie.
Verbally.
I don't believe you because she's responding to me laying out what we're doing very well. You know why? Because I speak with clarity and defamation. And that's a word I'm looking for to give the D, but it's not coming to me. But I speak with clarity and say
definity.
This. Definitively. There it is. The cognac kicked in. That's why I lost my vocabulary. And I spoke with definity, and now we have clarity. It's called leadership. There's time and place. It's a back and forth relationships. At some point, you have to say, "Hey, this is what we have scheduled. I need you to be ready by this time so we can execute our plan." This if and please. Oh,
now what if I did that shit though?
It wouldn't be fine. He'll know something dead ass. He'll know something flat out, and he won't tell. Like earlier when he looked at me, when you were like, "Do you have any time constraints?" I know damn good well he wanted to be like, "No, I don't know." But he looked at me, and I'm like, "Bro, we definitely got time constraints."
No, we knew 7 already. We gotta be there.
I'm gonna see what's he gonna say.
But still, like the other day when your parents called, because my car is on the fritz right now. It's in the shop, and he doesn't have a vehicle currently. So his parents were going out to Fitz's, and they wanted us to go with them. And I'm like, "Well, my car is whatever." And he's like, "What do you want me to ask them if they'll come and get us?" And I'm like, "Well, it's not really that far. Sure, go ahead." And he calls and he's just like, "So who's all with y'all? Y'all going now? Oh, okay, well, we'll see if we can make it." And then he gets off the phone. He did that twice, and I'm just like,
"Maybe you'll say, I also didn't really want to go. Fuck out of here."
I just wanted to make an impression that I wanted to go.
No, make a goddamn decision. Say some shit. Command the room. Command the moment. You give too many motherfucking the fuck. No. All right, guys, we're going to shelve this. They got to go to get wrestling. Mm-hmm. But clearly, when this shit comes back, I got a whole thing to discuss with Lindsay and Laura. But we will finish this bonus episode before we get into the whole smoke with my usual closer.
Okay.
Love could be the road to happiness, but most times happiness leads you to the doorstep of love because only happy people can really be in love. So once again, for people in the back, love can be the road to happiness, but most times happiness leads you to the doorstep of love because only happy people can be in love. This is Cognac Corner. Lindsay, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you
for
bringing your beautiful girlfriend, which is better than you, and you don't deserve her, but she's here to help you get better. No, this is how you graciate and appreciate women, because this is how you have to. This is how this works, sir. I'm trying to help you help yourself. You're getting away your own blessings. You should listen to your OGs, which is not me, but I've done enough to say some things I can share. I'm here to help you. We have to work on this. But I want to thank Laura and Lindsay for coming to Cognac Corner. I'm Marcus Boston. They will be back. And we have the entire Marcus Boston Cognac Corner experience that will not be abrupted by his lack of management of time and command of direction and relationship. But I am Marcus Boston. This is Cognac Corner. Love yourself, love each other, and love's all we got.